Welcome to Forest Song. I'm your host, Carrie Ray. And I have to confess, not only am I really enjoying sharing this time and my passion for songwriting and the creative process with you, but I think it's making me a better writer. It's been said that if you really want to learn something, teach it. And, well, I'm not really teaching in this case, but preparing for and writing these segments has made me take a closer look at the craft. And my fierce commitment to bringing value here calls on me to think critically on many levels. So it goes that as I challenge you, I'm challenging me. Now, as I have read and listened back to past installments of For a Song, I notice that my love of songwriting as a vehicle for storytelling certainly comes through. It has always been the most comfortable go-to for me. And while I believe the message or story you want to tell and the chord you mean to strike with a song is of utmost importance, there are other crucial components of songs that work. No song can rise to the top leaning solely on any one, but any one, left ragged, can positively tank an otherwise good tune. Rhythm, melody, harmony, and structure are a few of these suspects. So my first thought was to make a rare move to file the flowery, just for a moment, and hit the books in our next several opportunities together to explore these elements. And I wanted to start with structure. I have recently become a curator on a site called Fluence, spelled F-L-U-E-N-C-E. In short, this site allows artists and songwriters to submit audio and video content for review by curators that range from producers to songwriters to music industry bloggers and influencers. And recently, there has been a nagging issue with many of the submissions I have received. Let's call it issues with structural integrity. In pop songwriting, and by pop I just mean popular, there are some basic pieces that make up a song, sometimes referred to by letter, A, B, C, etc. The main components that can make up a song are as follows: verse, chorus, and bridge. Now, these are the big three. Other elements are intro, pre-chorus, tag, and outro. Now, not every tune has all of these pieces, but understanding what they are can help you decide when and how to use them best. So I started writing, and writing, and writing. And before I knew it, I had nearly three sessions worth of material and felt like I had barely scratched the surface of each song element. I realized that I could easily dedicate an entire forest song to each, chorus, verse, etc. A moment later, I had another realization. I was bored. A study of songwriting would be incomplete without taking a close look at the very pieces and parts that songs are made of. But we're trying to make good radio here, folks, not present a dissertation. I was feeling torn, so I traipsed to the studio to talk to my producer about my dilemma of style versus substance. After much deliberation, pontification, and a glass or two of red wine, a solution emerged. One that will allow us to cover our bases relative to the mechanics while leaving our time here to tiptoe through the trials and tulips of the creative process. Moving forward, I will periodically be posting additional written content to carrieray.com that delves a little deeper into the mechanical aspects of the creative process. Because the best song concept can fail to relate if not presented in an accessible way. And structure is an important piece of that puzzle. To get us started, I've posted an entry about chorus on my website. Your homework? Go read it. I'm Carrie Ray. Join me next time on For a Song. If you have ideas, questions, or topics you would like to have covered on For a Song, please send them along. You can reach me via the contact page of my website at carrieray.com. That's CARRIRAY.com. Thanks for listening.